Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Rick Mulready, and thanks so much for joining me for episode number three of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, where today we're going to continue our mini series on what's working right now with Facebook ads. Here at the Art of Paid Traffic, this is your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. All the best tips, tactics, and strategies for growing your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at the Art of Paid Traffic. Today's episode is a solo episode where, as I just mentioned, we're going to be continuing our mini series on what's working right now with Facebook ads. And today I'm going to share with you how to avoid leaving big money on the table by using my favorite Facebook ad strategy by far, website custom audiences. This is Facebook's remarketing feature. I've got a ton of different ideas and strategies for you, how you need to be using Facebook remarketing if you want to crank up your leads and profits on Facebook. We're also going to be talking about pixels today, both the audience pixel and the conversion tracking pixels, and what the heck the deal is when it comes to these pixels. Huge point of confusion for so many people, and I'm going to clear it all up for you today. But first, I want to give a shout out to the sponsor of today's show, ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, let's jump into today's episode, shall we? And I want to start right off by saying that I'm doing a bit of an experiment today. And rather than scripting out this episode like I normally do with the episodes that I do, I've actually done this all the way back to my previous podcast, Inside Social Media, where I scripted out every episode. Well, today I'm just going to talk and I'm going to teach. And the reason I'm doing that is because I just want to try something different. You know, I have put together an outline of what I want to cover, and I'm just going to riff on it. I'll be honest with you. Normally, we don't do much editing when it comes to, you know, removing things or cleaning things up within these episodes, even though we're only on episode number three right now. But I want to experiment today without a script. And this is going to be fun. If you have feedback for me, I'd love to hear it, good or bad. Over on the show notes page, you can leave a comment, which is rickmulready.com/3. It's a number three. All right, now that I put that out there, website custom audiences. It's probably one of the most favorite topics that I love to talk about when it comes to Facebook ads, because when it comes to targeting, I like to say it's the most important aspect all of your ads. Get your targeting wrong in your Facebook ads, and you're definitely shooting yourself in the foot right from the start. You got to get your targeting right. And if you're not familiar with what website custom audiences, you know, for Facebook ads is all about, it's Facebook's version of retargeting. Meaning if somebody visits one of your web pages or a landing page that you have, you can then turn around and show ads to them when that person is on Facebook. It's really powerful. And the cool part is, while, you know, also the part that's overwhelming for most people is all the retargeting strategies that you can actually create. And so that's what I want to cover with you today. I want to share some ideas with you today for how you can best use website custom audiences for your Facebook ads. I do want to start off, you know, right from the get-go here, talking about the pixel. So for the website custom audience pixel, there's a piece of confusion for a lot of people. You get one website custom audience pixel per your Facebook account. Now, I've heard some rumblings lately that some people are reaching out to Facebook and asking for multiple website custom audience pixels because they work on different accounts and so on. I've not really seen that myself, so I don't really know, honestly, a whole lot about that. My understanding and what I've seen all along is that you get one website custom audience pixel per Facebook account. So, why is this important that you only get one? Well, you only need to place this one pixel once in your website's template before the closing head tag. I know we're getting a little technical here, and honestly, if you said, Rick, place this pixel before the closing head tag in your website's template, I wouldn't have any idea where it goes. That's how techie I go. If you're like me, send the pixel over to your web person and have them place it. It goes before the website's, I'm sorry, in the website's template before the closing head tag. And the reason that you put it in your website's template is so that you can be tracking traffic coming to your entire website. Now, if you really want to, you don't have to, but if you really want to, you can place that pixel on every single page in your website, but you certainly don't have to. If you're looking for a plugin that makes this really easy, which is what I used at one time, if you're using like Thesis or Headway, a plugin like OpenHook is really helpful. It allows you to place this tracking code really, really simply in your website's template. Also, if you're using like Genesis, for example, SimpleHooks is a plugin that will help you do that. Now, I do want to note that if you're using a platform like ShortStack or LeadPages and you're creating landing pages, the website custom audience pixel code will need to be placed on each page that you create and that you want to be tracking. Okay, so just kind of a little caveat there. Once that pixel is placed, then you can start creating your audiences. And it's these retargeting audiences that you create that you will use when setting up the targeting for your Facebook ads. And I have some suggestions for you today on how I recommend that you use these retargeting audiences so that you can be getting the lowest cost per lead possible and getting the most sales possible. But first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. So here's how I recommend that you get started using website custom audiences for you and your business. Start right off with brainstorming. Brainstorm a list of all the different types of audiences that you might want to target your ads to. And my encouragement for you there is get creative. Just get creative on this. Get out a piece of paper, open up Evernote like I do, or get Google Docs or whatever it might be, and just start listing out all the different types of audiences that you might want to target your ads to. So here are some suggestions. Number one, and I definitely recommend that you do this. If nothing else, do this. Make sure that you are tracking people who come to your website. So target anybody who visits your website. Now, these people, why is this good? Because these people are warm leads. They've taken it upon themselves to visit your website. So they're more interested in your content and you and your business than someone who doesn't know you or your business. Okay, so target anybody who visits your website. Create an audience out of those people. Number two, create an audience out of people who visit a specific page on your site or maybe a landing page that you are using. How you might want to use this is maybe you have a really popular blog post and you're getting a lot of traffic to it. Well, you can build an audience out of those people who are coming to that specific blog post. And I mentioned landing page. So if you're using like an opt-in page or a sales page, you absolutely should be creating audiences out of people coming to the opt-in page or the sales page. And take it a step further, make sure that you're creating an audience also out of people who are getting to the thanks for opting in page. So when someone lands on your opt-in page, then they opt in and they land on that thank you page. Make sure that you're tracking those people as well. And also the thank you for buying page. So somebody lands on your sales page and they purchase from you, they land on a thank you for buying page. Make sure that you're tracking those people as well. That way you can target people who are landing on your opt-in page or your sales page, but not opting in or not buying. Really powerful. This is where, you know, this is retargeting at its best. This is also great if you have a sales funnel. So if you have an opt-in, somebody opts in on your opt-in page, then you present them with a low-priced offer. Maybe it's like a $7 offer. If they take the $7 offer, then you present them with sort of a next-level upsell and so on. Well, you can use website custom audiences to build audiences and target people who are taking one step in your funnel, but not taking the next step. So you could retarget ads to people who are opting in, but didn't take your $7 offer. So maybe you can show ads to them, maybe with some different messaging or whatever it might be for that $7 offer until they take that $7 offer. Really, really powerful stuff. The next suggestion I have for you is you can build an audience out of people who visit a specific category on your website. So say you are a website and you're all about mobile marketing and you have articles on your site specifically about, I don't know, marketing on Apple's iOS devices, so iPhones. Well, you can create a retargeting audience out of this Apple iOS device category on your site so that anybody coming to that category of pages or that blog post on your site, you can then serve Facebook ads specifically to those people with iPhone-specific offers or iPad-specific offers. So you can target, you can build an audience out of a specific category on your website. The last suggestion I have for you is you can build an audience and target people who haven't visited your website in a certain amount of time. This is a great strategy to re-engage people who have previously come to your website but haven't been there in, say, like the last 60 days. And speaking of the whole 60 days thing, you get to set the duration for how far back that you want to track people coming to your website or to your landing page. You could do like 1 day, 7 days, 30 days, 60 days, or whatever, up to 180 days. That's the limit at this time. And by the way, in episode number 4, the next episode, I've got a really cool case study coming up with Joey Kissimmee, who is an online entrepreneur, and he's crushing it with a really effective strategy for using specific durations. He's done a lot of testing here and found a specific duration for his business that works really, really well. So I'm going to be sharing that case study with you and an interview with him in the next episode. So hopefully you can see the power and the opportunity that exists with using these website custom audiences and retargeting people who are engaging with your content. And like I mentioned before, if you're not sure what audiences to start creating, even after listening to these suggestions, start by making sure that you're tracking your entire website and then all the landing pages that you create. So any opt-in page that you have, any sales page that you have, make sure that you are tracking those pages and building audiences out of those pages, because then you can retarget those people with Facebook ads. Now, we mentioned pixels before, and I just want to make this sort of really clear distinction here. The website custom audience pixel is different. So the retargeting pixel is different than conversion tracking pixels. People get mixed up on that so often, and I just want to make sure I'm being really clear about that. Again, the website custom audience pixel gets placed once. Now, the conversion tracking pixels, if your goal is to get conversions from your Facebook ads, you got to be using conversion tracking pixels so that you can measure the effectiveness of your ads. And for each conversion that you want to track, you're going to have a different pixel. So if you want to be tracking 5 different conversions, then you're going to have 5 different conversion tracking pixels, unlike the 1 website custom audience pixel. Okay. And by the way, for the conversion tracking pixel, it also goes before the closing head tag on the conversion page. So for example, if you are driving traffic to an opt-in page, the conversion tracking pixel goes on the thank you. So once somebody opts in, then they land on the thank you page. That's where the conversion tracking pixel goes, because that marks the conversion. So look, I know that I've talked, I've covered a lot of stuff here, and some of this stuff that is much better, you know, visually represented, but I did want to kind of go through everything and give you some suggestions. So as with many episodes I'm doing here on the art of paid traffic, I put together a downloadable PDF one-sheeter for you. This is a cheat sheet that goes over everything I've just discussed with website custom audiences and pixels. And you can download it over on the show notes page for today's episode at rickmulready.com/3. And again, that's the number 3. Also, before we wrap up, if you're, you know, really digging this type of content here with website custom audiences, and you really think that this is something that can benefit your business, and maybe you're a marketer, you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, service professional, maybe you're just looking to manage some Facebook ads on the side, maybe you build a business on the side looking to manage Facebook ads for local business, and you're really ready to take your Facebook ads to the next level, I would just want to let you know I'm really excited to announce that I'm reopening my flagship training course in just a couple of weeks, in the third week of January. Well, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, I'm reopening the doors to the FB Advantage Automated Facebook Ads Made Simple. I've actually had enrollment closed now for the past about 5 months or so, and I'm really excited to be reopening enrollment for you. So if you have a product or service to sell, FB Advantage is going to teach you my proven profitable system for generating leads for yours or your client's business on autopilot. This course is perfect also, by the way, if you want to just hand off a complete Facebook ads training program to somebody on your team and have them do your Facebook ads, like your VA or a project manager. So go to rickmulready.com/FBA, enter your email address there so that you can be the first to know when enrollment opens up. All right, that is all for today's episode. Coming up in episode number 4, like I just mentioned, we're going to continue our mini series on Facebook ads. By the way, we have a couple more episodes on Facebook ads, then we're going to shift over to YouTube advertising, and I've got some amazing interviews lined up for you all about YouTube ads and how you can be using YouTube ads to grow your business. So coming up in episode number 4, again, a really cool case study where I interview Joey Kissimmee, who's an online entrepreneur who shares how he's crushing it with Facebook's retargeting, everything that we talked about today, specifically how he's making really, really big profits by manipulating the length of time that he's tracking users to his site. He's been really smart about this, and his results definitely show for it. We break it all down for you, including an interview with Joey in episode number 4. That is next on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. So keep testing, my friends, and I will see you in episode number 4.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.